From newsounds.org, welcome to another edition of the Soundcheck Podcast, our series of live in-studio performances, streaming live on Facebook and YouTube. I'm John Schaefer. Our studio is pretty crowded today with the members of the band Spanglish Fly. They are revival leaders in the movement known as Boogaloo. This is a type of Latin dance music that became a real craze in the mid to late 60s, a blend of Latin rhythms with American soul and R&B. And as I say, Spanglish Fly are kind of leading the revival movement of this form. Their new album is called Ike Boogaloo, and they are here to play some songs for us, beginning with one called La Clave e Mi Boogaloo.
One, two.
Para quien sabe. We'll be right back.
great sound that is from the band Spanglish Fly, live here in our studio in Lower Manhattan. I'll introduce you to the full band in just a moment, but first meet trumpeter Jonathan Goldman, who leads the band. Jonathan, good to have you here.
Great to be on the show, John.
And one of the lead singers, Mariela Price.
Hola.
Hi, good to have you guys here. What makes, Jonathan, a boogaloo? I mean, does it have to have that clave beat to it? Is that one of the essential building blocks?
It's pretty much one of the things that people listen for that makes them hear boogaloo, but generally, boogaloo's got to have some Latin and some soul and some R&B and a little bit of goofiness and a little bit of sexiness.
And a lot of horns, apparently, and a lot of percussion.
A lot of people.
Yes. So how do you write a contemporary boogaloo? I mean, do you start with the rhythm? Is that the first thing you do?
I think at this point, I just write a song and I'm so steeped in this music that it comes out boogaloo.
Now, how did that happen? How did you get steeped in this music?
Well, I used to be a DJ around town.
Under what name?
DJ Johnny Semicolon or okay. Semicolon.
Semicolon, yes.
And I was actually doing a lot of funk and soul stuff, rare stuff from the 60s, and it was from collecting all that I discovered boogaloo. I'm from New York City, so I've been hearing Latin music my whole life, but I didn't have this sort of depth of knowledge that happened after I discovered boogaloo, and I dug way into it.
So it was by exploring 60s funk and soul that you got to this.
Right. I found like this record by Mongo Santa Maria and this one by Joe Batan and this one by Joe Cuba. And then I put it together. I said, there's something happening here.
Right.
That's when I went crazy sort of exploring the genre.
Yeah. Mariela, this genre really hit its peak in the 60s before your time. How did you get into this music?
Well, it started actually with the great DJ Mickey Perez, who spins around town, and he spins a lot of boogaloo. I actually didn't know it was boogaloo. I just would dance to it, and I thought it was awesome. And then when Jonathan Goldman brought me into the band, and I started doing my homework, I started realizing that I had been listening to this music all along. I just didn't know it.
Right. And the funny thing is, you know, it's Latin music, but it's also New York music.
Yes.
You know, all those guys, Joe Batan and Joe Cuba and Johnny Colon, I mean, they were all here.
Yes.
They were all in New York City.
Mm-hmm.
So this is very much, it was the music of El Barrio, but, you know, as a kid growing up in New York, you'd hear music like this coming from the windows of passing cars or apartment buildings as you walked by. It was very much in the air. And then it wasn't. And there's a story there maybe that we can come back to. But Jonathan, one of the things you do in addition to writing songs is you sometimes rewrite older songs as boogaloos. What does that entail? I mean, can you just like affix this rhythm onto just about anything and make it danceable? Or does a song have to have a certain something that you're listening for?
Well, I would take you up on that challenge of absolutely anything if I could think of something something really out there to put the rhythm to. Now, the boogaloo groups and artists back in the 60s, they did a lot of rearranging of contemporary soul and rock hits at the time. So that's something that's fun about the genre. They, you know, Latinizing non-Latin songs. And so, you know, we do that with Chain of Fools, and we do that with the most recent song that we do that to is Amy Winehouse's You Know I'm No Good.
Right.
Which is really the only song in our repertoire that was written past 1969. I mean, except for our originals, of course.
Right, of course, of course. And there is, just as it's important to say that this is a New York form of music, it's also a form of music that for many, many, many years, you know, you look at those old Latin bands, and they weren't all Latin musicians. There were, you know, you had white and black musicians as well as Latino musicians. So it's what we have here in the studio seems like a reflection not just of New York, but of this musical tradition.
Yeah, boogaloo is a very welcoming genre for audiences and musicians alike. So you did have a lot of non-Latinos playing it, and the audience, I mean, it was intended to be crossover music. It was successful that way. The audiences were very mixed. And we're kind of a bunch of mutts ourselves in this room.
And Mariela, does it mean something extra to be singing this music now?
Yeah, absolutely. It's like reconnecting to my past, to my roots, to maybe it's something that my parents were listening to or dancing to back in the 70s in New York. I was born in New York City back then.
Mm-hmm.
So this could will have been something that was bumping out of the radio when I was in a little playpen.
Yeah. And Jonathan, I mean, you know, there's a lot of anxiety and divisiveness in our country right now about people coming across the southern border and stuff. And at the same time, we're seeing a real resurgence of interest in music like this. So there's kind of an interesting push and pull happening.
Yeah, well, this is music that, even though it's within a certain genre, there are barriers that we are trying to overcome with this kind of music. And it is a reflection of the way we're all thinking, looking at the world around us and thinking about what we can do as musicians, as people, and trying to eradicate some of the problems just by sending a message of the barriers breaking down.
Well, talk about breaking down barriers. This next song you're going to do for us, I've lost track of how many languages come and go. There's English and Spanish, but is there, Mariela, some Arabic in this song and French?
There is, and this song is sung by the great Paloma Muñoz, who is my co-host, my co-pilot, my co-person, co-woman.
Co-lead singer, yes. The song is called Ojalá Inshallah. And it's on the new record, IK Boogaloo, from my guests, Spanglish Fly.
We'll be right back.
Spanglish Fly, once again playing live on this edition of the Soundcheck podcast here in our New York Public Radio studios. Ojalá Inshallah is from the new record, Ike Boogaloo. And so you met Jonathan Goldman, the trumpeter, earlier. Now let's meet the rest of the horn section. Matt Thomas on tenor sax, Kaori Nakajima on baritone sax, Jesus Viramontes playing the trombone and managing not to hit me in the head with it. He's so close. We also, you've met Mariela Price, one of the two lead vocalists, Paloma Munoz, you just heard as well, and Edwin Estremera, Machuco.
Yeah, Machuco!
On vocals and percussion. Tucked away in the corner at our piano is Eiko Rukahashi. And moving over to the percussion section, we've got Paula Winter on bongo.
Yeah. Oh.
Dylan Blanchard on the congas. Teddy Acosta playing the timbales.
Vaya.
And Richie Robles playing the bass.
There you go, there you go.
The band plays a lot around town. Their journeys will take them to Brooklyn at the Club Barbez on September 21st. There are bunches of things in between. You can check the Spanglish Fly website for more. Ike Boogaloo, the name of the record. Okay, Jonathan, I alluded before to the fact that this was a music that came of age in the mid-60s, hit its peak in the late 60s, and then in the early 70s, just when it seemed like that wave was cresting, it was gone. There is a kind of conspiracy theory behind that, as we learn in the documentary called We Like It Like That. I know you're familiar with that documentary. We had the filmmaker on Soundcheck a couple of years ago when the film came out. What do you make of this idea that the older established Latin bands had it in for the younger Boogaloo guys?
I've heard arguments on both sides from this. So I've heard people say, yeah, there was a meeting, a famous meeting, and you know, I know someone from, I'm not supposed to say who it is, but I know someone from the scene in those days who's writing a book about this. They all got together and they decided to drive the Boogaloo bands out. But there's also another explanation, which is just that salsa happened. Mm. And salsa drove Boogaloo off the map because salsa was the music that appealed to the next stage in that development, in that history. I mean, it wasn't purer because it had elements of all kinds of Latin music and African music, of course. I mean, Latin music comes from African music in many ways. So it wasn't pure in that way, but it was our thing. They called it our music, the Puerto Rican culture in New York City. And they could really identify with it, not as a kind of crossover appeal kind of music, but something that was right for that moment for them to have for themselves. And that was tremendously popular and made tons of money. So, of course, in a way, it makes sense that it would drive Boogaloo off the map.
Yeah. So you're talking about salsa now.
Salsa.
Although Boogaloo kind of did that to Mambo and Cha-Cha-Cha a few years earlier, right?
Right.
And yet here's the thing. All of these styles of music, all of these waves crashing upon each other, we're still listening to all this stuff, and arguably more now than ever. You know, there's like a lot of people interested in all these old kind of Latin dance forms that were popular in the middle of the 20th century. What's going on there?
Well, I think what happened was hip-hop and therefore crate digging and therefore finding old music on vinyl and then people putting it out on the internet. And we sort of have a different approach to music now where we look at it for its entire history as opposed to just what's playing on the radio at this very moment.
Yeah. Now, Mariela, you were saying that when you joined the band, you know, you had this feeling of like, well, this is the music my parents might have been listening to back in the 70s. Have you actually asked your parents whether this is what they were listening to?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
And?
You know, my parents have come to a few of our shows. They live in Florida. They've come up and, you know, Micaela is one of the tunes that we play, which is a classic Boogaloo tune. And my mom always, she sings along and she always says, oh, this was the hot record. Yeah. So she knows it. And, you know, there's another band, I forget their name, played another classic tune that played at my wedding. Yeah, and she was like, oh, I know this one from, you know, 139th Street.
Yeah. Well, one of the other things is, Jonathan, a lot of the old guys are still with us. Joe Batan appears on the record.
Yeah.
So what was that like?
It was like extracting dinosaur DNA from a mosquito. I mean, it was just awesome working with Joe Batan and having him bring that authentic, you know, having lived through that moment and having him join us in the studio and sing on the record and just sitting down with him over a piano with our producer Chaco of Chaco World Music, the three of us sitting down over a piano and working it out together, it was like, okay, I'm doing the work, but at the same time, I can't believe this is real.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's a totally sweet guy and gracious and humble, and he's kind of amazing.
So I love the image of extracting dinosaur DNA from a mosquito, but that has to be a torturous, you know, almost like dental procedure kind of thing. So you might, next time someone asks you this question, you might want to have like an analogy that makes it a little more friendly, you know? Like, he was easy to work, and not like, you know, we had to like... you know, extract this stuff from it.
You're absolutely right. Joe, if you're listening, I didn't mean it that way.
But it is,
or
I mean,
a mosquito.
So he was easy to work with.
He was super easy to work with. And I gotta say, Teddy Acosta, right over here, started playing timbales, what, 1970 or so? So he was right there in that movement himself.
Yes. So, The idea of bringing this back, as you guys, I mean, Mariela, as you and Paloma are in the front of the band looking out at the audience, who are you seeing? Who's there? Are they dancers? Are they there to hear the music?
They're both, and they're all ages. So they're 22 years old, and they're there to dance, and they're 35, and they left the kids home with the babysitter, and they're also 55, reliving what they went and danced to, you know, back at the Copacabana.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So this sounds like, you know, a revival that is maybe, Jonathan, still in its early stages, would you say?
Or? I hope so.
Yeah.
Because if it's in its late stages, then I got to get a new job.
The arrangements have to be a lot of work. I mean, you can't just like wing this stuff, right?
Well, you could, but it doesn't wind up sounding like this.
Yeah. All right. So this song, Boogaloo Shoes, this is an original, as are all the ones we're hearing in the studio today. Does this come to you fully formed, or is this a process to get it to where we hear it?
Well, it's funny because the last, like this one and the previous tune are completely different in that way. Ojalá, Inshallah, I started writing that song about 8 or 9 years ago, and we started playing it as a band about 2 years ago, and then we put it on the record. Boogaloo Shoes, I probably wrote on one subway ride.
Okay.
I don't mean the arrangement and everything.
I just mean
like the basic tune and structure for it.
Okay. Let's hear the results. The song is Boogaloo Shoes. The band is Spanglish Fly, live on Soundcheck.
One, two. One, two.
Tonight we're in our boogaloo shoes.
Boogaloo shoes. Boogaloo shoes. Boogaloo shoes. My boogaloo shoes.
Boogaloo shoes.
Boogaloo Shoes is the song from the band Spanglish Fly. Somebody must have yelled more cowbell at some point, because by the end we were getting lots of Paula's cowbell. So the record is called Ike Boogaloo, the band Spanglish Fly playing around Barbez a couple of times this fall, including September 21st. Jonathan, you were saying before that aside from your original songs, really there's only one song in the band's repertoire that is post-1970, and that is the Amy Winehouse tune.
Yeah.
What did you hear in that song that spoke to you, that said, oh, I could be a Boogaloo song?
Well, the first thing I heard was Mariela singing it with a R&B jazz group that she sometimes sings with. And I heard her singing it, and first of all, she sings it like a bomb.
Mm.
And secondly, I started hearing this bolero sound underneath it. So it lent itself immediately to that kind of Latinization. And then we started playing it around a little bit and playing around with it. And we all felt like it needed something. And I'm a big fan of La Lupe's version of Fever, which is a super famous Boogaloo tune, which does like, you know, a couple minutes of the regular Fever tune and then just goes into, you know, a mambo. And so we tried that, and that was a super collaborative moment in the studio where everybody just made up their own part and we just went to town on it. And in the studio, Mariela went nuts, and when I got to say, she wouldn't stop singing.
Well, we're going to wrap up with a little bit from the record, the song by Amy Winehouse called You Know I'm No Good. The record is Ike Boogaloo. The band is Spanglish Fly. It's been great fun having you guys here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Soundcheck. That's all for this Soundcheck podcast. Check us out at newsounds.org for other performances, in-studio videos, gig alerts, weekly music roundups, and more. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our associate producer is Karen Havlick. Our video producer is Justin Sergi. I'm John Schaefer. Thanks for being with us.